The real estate market. Characteristics of real estate. The residential real estate market in the United States is enormous. As of 2021, total housing units in the United States equaled 142,153,010. The total value of housing units in the United States is in the area of $43 trillion. The total value of commercial real estate in the United States is estimated to be around $20.7 trillion. The sheer size of the real estate market in the United States means that significant opportunities are waiting for trained and licensed real estate professionals. An individual may own real estate for a variety of reasons. Buyers generally purchase single-family homes, condos, and townhomes to occupy as their primary residence. Home ownership has historically been seen as an attractive alternative to renting. The benefits of home ownership include occupancy. The owner occupies the residence. Tax benefits. Mortgage interest and property taxes may be tax deductible. Pride of ownership. For many, home ownership is a sign of accomplishment. Security. Home ownership protects the individual or family from future increases in rental rates. Investment. Properties are purchased and held in anticipation of income, appreciation, or both. The nature of real estate finance. The economic health of the U.S. economy is tied to the health of the real estate industry. Millions of people work directly in some aspect of real estate, including brokerage, development, construction, and agriculture. Beyond that, the industries that support real estate development include suppliers of building materials, support services, furniture manufacturers, and retailers. Most of this economic activity is financed through long-term mortgages, retail installment credit, credit cards, and vehicle financing. A modern economy would not function without the ready availability of credit. While considerable real estate is purchased for cash, most buyers will need some form of financing. Residential lending is complicated because these loans are quite large compared to the average borrower's income and ability to repay. Because of this, a mortgage loan goes through a relatively long processing procedure, as the lender verifies the borrower's ability to repay and the sufficiency of the collateral in the event the buyer fails to do so. While the agent does not have to be knowledgeable in all aspects of mortgage lending, he or she has a role that includes arranging for the pre-qualification/pre-approval of buyers, discussing general mortgage loan programs that buyers might consider, answering finance and closing-related questions, providing buyers with a list of potential lenders, preparing the contract with all terms of sale, including financing conditions, tracking important dates from contract to closing, including monitoring the time the buyer has to obtain financing approval. Prior to the 1930s, home mortgage loans were typically interest-only loans with a term of 3 to 5 years. It was not uncommon for a homeowner to have 1, 2, or even 3 mortgage loans on a home at the same time. Because these loans were interest-only, many homeowners never paid them off. They simply refinanced when the balance became due. During the Great Depression, many homeowners found that they could not refinance their home loans. In some cases, the financial institution had gone out of business. In other cases, they were no longer making home mortgage loans. Often, the homeowner could not refinance because one or more family members had become unemployed. As a result, the 1930s marked the U.S. government's first significant direct involvement in the residential finance market, and in 1934, Congress created the Federal Housing Administration. Physical and economic characteristics of land. Land can be described in many ways, including natural characteristics such as appearance, location, and scenic value. Land can also be described in terms of utility and suitability for a specific use. Land and real property must also be describable in a manner that is distinguishable from personal property. Determining whether a property in question is real or personal has a profound impact on every aspect of a transaction. Physical characteristics of land. Land has three physical characteristics: indestructibility, immobility, and non-homogeneity. Indestructibility, or durability, refers to the fact that outside forces cannot destroy land. The land remains no matter what happens to it. It may sink under the water, become a crater, or be built up. In any case, the land will still be there. It is permanent. Immobility refers to the fact that land cannot be moved. When personal property is purchased, the buyer can move it to a new location. When land or rights in land are purchased, the owner must go to the land. Non-homogeneity refers to the fact that no two parcels of land are the same. Even two identical-looking lots, in a subdivision, at least differ in their position on the earth. Each parcel of land is unique. Economic characteristics of land. There are four economic characteristics of land: scarcity, modification, fixity, and situs. Scarcity comes from the theory of supply and demand. When there is a shortage of something that individuals want, the price goes up. For example, in a new golf course community, only a limited number of lots can be on the golf course. The scarcity will increase the value of these lots. Another example is property in cities. Because of the higher demand for this land, it will be more valuable than land in suburban or rural areas. Modification refers to the fact that value is affected by man-made changes to the land. These changes can be on the land itself or off-site. Examples of modification include improved transportation that makes land more accessible, such as the railroads crossing the United States or airports. When freeways are extended or widened, land in previously undeveloped areas becomes attractive for new residential and retail development. The most well-known case is probably that of the agricultural land in the Orlando, Florida area that experienced an enormous increase in value after the construction of Disney World. Fixity refers to the fact that land and additions to the land, such as buildings, take long periods to pay for themselves. It may take 20 years for the owner of a new office building to recover the cost acquiring the land, construction, and the cost of financing. Because of this, investors must analyze the long-term nature of owning an investment property. Fixity also refers to the fact that land cannot be moved, but is fixed in location. Situs refers to the location of the property, or land from an economic, not a geographic viewpoint. The familiar phrase, location, 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 is based on the preferences people have for specific characteristics in property and the fact that location dominates those preferences. Both natural and man-made factors will have an impact on preferences. Climate, views, access to natural recreation, the proximity to schools, job opportunities, and transportation will factor into a buyer's decision. Situs may change over time as society changes and different lifestyles prevail.